Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening, my lovely listeners. Today is Tuesday, October 24, 2017. It is 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Mountain Time. This is I Hear Tarot Online Radio, and I am your host, Tina C. I am broadcasting from lovely, beautiful Denver, Colorado, courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. This is our eighth show, you all, and as always, I am eternally and ever so grateful to have you joining me. I would not have an eighth show without you, so thank you for making this happen and joining me. Before I forget, I want to share with you all, we have a Halloween special, and between now and the 31st, if you give me a buzz or if you shoot me an email, and we'll come back to the phone number that you can reach me at and the email address. But the Halloween special is a free 3-card spread. And so this can be on any topic that you choose. So let's put something together. Let's arrange a time that we can speak. Phone is usually the best way to move ahead with the reading, but I would like to offer you a Halloween special in honor of the 31st. We will have a show that day as well. And I get to provide for you a free, complimentary, no charge, zip zero zilch 3-card spread. And these spreads can usually go from 5 to 15 minutes. So, again, it's whatever topic or question that you would prefer. This is exclusive to you, my gift to you. So reach out to me however you can. We're going to get to our essentials, but don't forget and don't let me forget to remind you at the end of the show, my gift to you, our Halloween special, 3-card tarot card spread. Speaking of our essentials, our call-in number for the show, 323-642-1207. I always suggest that you put it on speed dial so you don't have to worry about what that number is. You can just call in with your question. You can also find us on Facebook at New Age Guild. Let's be friends. You can also post questions if you're unable to call in, which happens sometimes, and we're happy to transfer that question onto the air and we can see what we can do to address it. For some reason, if you're unable to call in during our hour together, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. That's T-A-R-O-T. And for those of you that are using your rotary phones, not that I'm judging, it's 234-978-2768. You can also find me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot, and you can find me online at www.ihearTarot. And you all, these are the same forms of contact that you can use to reach me to redeem your special. So the time frame is between now and the 31st. Reach me by then, and we can schedule a time for your reading. Even if we don't get it captured within this week, we can still schedule a time further out where we can support you with, again, whatever question you might have and your complimentary 3-card spread. When you call in, I love hearing from you guys. I love being able to support and provide. It's one of my missions and I believe charters in life. And when you call in, I love being able to connect with you as much as we can. So please share with us your name and from where you're calling. It can be city or state. It's up to you, but it's certainly a way that we all can come together and love hearing from the different areas that you guys are calling in. And just give us a moment to connect. Sometimes it takes a little bit. We love technology, but sometimes it takes just a moment or two to get connected. So if you would just grant us that moment or two, we'll move right ahead into your question. We have a few callers online, so we're fixing to get right to your questions. Just to give you the rundown and the agenda that we can expect for today, we're going to look at our monthly reading. We're using our Universal Weight Deck. We're going to look at our card of the week using our Angel Tarot Deck. We're going to look at our card of the day using our Wild Unknown. And this is a really interesting card. All these cards are coming together, and I love this blend. There's a lot of movement and shifts going on. And so we're seeing that in our cards. So we're going to get to our card of the day. We're going to hear our postcard from Spirit and what Spirit wants to share with us. We did not and have not gotten to talk about Jupiter and Scorpio. So we've got that on our list. And if we can move on to reading and sitting down with someone for whom you're reading, or if you're the person having your cards read, we're going to talk about your random questions that may seem extremely personal or even eccentric. We're going to talk about how to handle that and what you can expect if you're having your cards read and have really sensitive questions. And we're also going to talk about, for those that are reading, learning how to read, or again, even sitting across from someone who's reading, what do we do when our ego butts in during our reading? Because this happens, and it happened to me today. It was about a 40-minute reading or so, and I found that my ego and my conscious mind kept butting into the reading. And it was due to her situation. I know that. But we're going to talk about how to handle it, because it's almost like that kid sibling that keeps coming in when you're trying to have an adult grown-up conversation and you're trying to concentrate and this distraction keeps appearing. So we're going to talk about that. And if there's anything when you guys call in that you would like to hear about on Halloween, or if there's a question or a topic that we haven't addressed, again, the show is here to support you. So it doesn't matter if you're reading for the first time, if you've been reading for a long time, if you're the person having your cards read, this is all a 50-50 transaction. It can't happen without one or the other being completely present. So however I can support you in giving and providing insight to what you might expect, what you might and how you might handle things, or anything else that might come up that we can even include on future discussions. So even if we don't have a moment to discuss it today, we can put it on the list. And before moving ahead to taking our calls, you know, I wanted to take a moment, and it just seems like there's so many things going on, and there are so many things going on in the world. You know, there's abuse, there's deception, there are fires, there are earthquakes, there are hurricanes, there are people recovering, and I thought, how can we address this? Everything is so grandiose. It's so large of a task to handle even one thing that's going on. How can we handle everything? And I thought, you know, we can always just send out love and peace and awareness and awakening and voice to our fellow humans. We can send that out to our neighbors. We can send it out to our friends, family, loved ones, and let that bring us together. Let that start to bridge the gap in the cracks in the calamity that's happening. So I want to encourage you all to ask and pray for this when you have a moment, especially when we feel like we're so overwhelmed, we don't know how we can possibly address every issue going on in the media, every issue going on in the world. We can ask and send out peace and love. So we'll take a moment just to do that. All right, so we are at 9 minutes after the hour. I want to make sure that we get to all of our callers. I'm going to try my best to corral our calls to a 7-minute limit. If we have more time to speak, I'm going to take advantage, but I definitely want to make sure that we reach everyone as quickly as we can. So please understand that if we are moving through your question and it seems a little fast for you, it's merely because we want to see what we can do about addressing your questions and concerns, but also addressing those others that are waiting. That being said, let's go ahead and see who is next and available for a reading.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. From where are you calling?
I'm in New Jersey, and I just wanted to say thank you for setting a time limit. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for mentioning that. How can I help?
I would like to know if you see me getting a job in November.
Okay, so if we see you getting a job in November, and just to clarify, when you say job, we're talking about something that's long-term, right? This isn't seasonal or anything like that, is it?
Right, long-term. Even if it's a contract, like a year contract.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so a couple things are coming up. When you said November, that struck, and I wasn't sure why. And one of the things that's coming through now in the cards is they're saying if you got a job or a contract sooner than November, we would be okay with that. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. And so, that's what I wanted to wait and see that the cards were going to share with us because, again, we don't want to limit it to November, but we certainly would be very appreciative if something happened sooner. So let's see what else. You know what's coming through is, yes, I'm seeing something around November, if not sooner than November, right? There's something else on that. Let me see. So we're seeing celebration. So this is, are you, Laura, in a, I know this is a random question. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not. Are you picking up something like a celebration or something?
Well, we're definitely seeing celebration. This is a Three of Cups, but I'm also seeing an Eight of Cups, and I'm seeing a Queen of Cups. And cups usually have to do with emotion or can have to do with romantic relationship or relationship. So, it's interesting that that's coming up when you're asking about career. And so what I was getting was, I just wasn't sure if we were looking at something, if for example, relationship took us to a different area or took us to a remote location, and we're working around that because then it's kind of interwoven. Do you follow?
Well, I'm trying to buy a house. So my emotions are wrapped up in my career and getting a job that will support me getting that house.
Okay.
So that might be what, maybe that part of it. But I don't have a relationship.
But we'd like to have one in the future, is that right?
Sure, that would be nice.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So, so let's see here. So, yes, to answer your initial question, I am seeing positive energy affirmation around a job or long-term contract around November. Like we said, we're not gonna hold to November. We're almost out of October, so it could be, do we have irons in the fire right now? We're applying, right? This isn't something that's just going to land
on
the doorstep.
I'm applying. I had a job interview last Wednesday. I've been putting out resumes and being submitted for contracts, you know, so I'm hoping.
Okay. Okay, awesome. So with the cards, yes, and we're seeing a Seven of Pentacles, which is great because we're talking about your ethic and what you bring to the table and your resume and your experience. All good stuff, all good energy. I will say you've got a Four of Pentacles, and that's, you know, it's I'm kind of chuckling to myself with what I'm about to say, but it's interesting because I know you've got a lot going on even with the move. There's a lot of outgoing income, so to speak, or expenses, right, that are involved with your moving or potentially moving. And so the cards are talking about that. They're saying don't fear. You're going to, you know, your reservoir, so to speak, is going to be filled up again. So don't fear that you're going to be stuck without. We do get to let go of some of that fear and be open to what's coming back in. So, yes, we're seeing a lot of positive energy around November. Definitely celebration. Everything almost coming together at one time where we can celebrate things happening in sequence. So to answer your question, a little bit of heartache from time to time, but that's just because of the fear of unknown. But we're seeing a lot of positive energy and affirmation around a job or a job offer. That's where it all starts to happen, is when the offer comes to the table.
Oh, good, 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 good. And the relationship, that would be nice too. But that, I'm not pushing for that right now. If it comes, great. But right now, my focus is a job and getting my house.
Yes, and that and the cards are confirming that's a good place to be focused. So it's looking good, but I do want to say, Laura, keep in touch and call in if you can so we can kind of track what's going on with you and see if we're seeing repeat cards, especially in your situation, because we're looking for movement pretty soon.
Oh, great. I will let you know. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate the time frame. It's very respectful of everybody in the queue, so thank you.
No, you're welcome. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much.
Take care and have a good night.
All right, my dear. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Thank you, Laura. And don't forget to keep us posted or call in. There's nothing wrong with calling in on a weekly basis. Speaking of which, do we have another caller available on the line?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Tina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. All right, my dear. How can I help?
You know, I have a question about work and just even relationships. Mm-hmm. What I've been experiencing for the last couple of years have been kind of strange, you know. Practicing being nice to people and helping people and showing love, it's not necessarily yielding the results that I would expect. And, you know, I just want to see what you see with that, because it just seems to be an ongoing thing. Like, people are just not genuinely nice anymore.
Okay.
And
so
what I'm trying to...
Hear...
Go ahead.
What I hear you saying is you know the golden rule, so to speak, practicing it, but we're not getting the return, A, that we're putting out, and B, that we expect. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right. Okay, so this is a really, really good question, because this is more about energy and about reciprocation. So and I'm hearing that you're disappointed. And is part of this question, does part of it have to do with you considering if you're going to keep extending the other cheek, so to speak? Is that what we're looking at right
yes,
now?
Yes, I'm at the point. I'm really tired of it, because I think mm-hmm. I keep hearing at different times to take my power back. And to take my power back, I know how to be assertive if I have to. And to a certain degree, when I find myself biting my tongue, that's when it seems to get worse.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So we're not being true to ourselves. I see. Okay.
And deep down, it's bothering me, because, I mean, I work very hard, and I do everything I possibly can. And, you know, when you get to the point where you're like, look, I'm not a doormat. Like, I'm seeing this at work, and I've seen it in my personal life. So, I mean, you mentioned the word energy and reciprocation. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I know that I don't want to invite this.
Okay. Yes. All right. So let's look at this. Okay, so Jackie, you've asked a brilliant question because our cards are coming up. We're seeing some major arcana, and we're also seeing, it's a 50-50 split, we're also seeing what's around us that we can work with. So one of the first cards that I turned over that gets my attention is the Death card. And this is a major arcana card. It's a Death card, and we're also looking at our Fool card, which is the beginning of the major arcana. And major arcana has to do with everything that we can't see, touch, taste, smell. Death and the Fool. So we're looking at a transformation. So we've heard you say that you're in a place of transition, transformation, and willing to do this, right? And we're seeing that you have been, and we see this in your cards, that you have been open to seeing the other side of a situation, the other side of a person. We're not seeing the most negative in them. We're looking at the flip side and the most positive that we can. We're seeing this in the cards, and we're also seeing, and I'm also seeing an effort to be, I don't know another way to say it, but teamwork is the word that's coming up, and we're looking to see how we can work with people. So where are you now, right? They're talking about, this is actually, you're spot on. This is a time for you to get to almost reset the way you see and do things, and it's almost going back to your belief system, because we're looking at a Hierophant card, which has to do and can have to do with spirituality and the way you see and deal with things. So what the cards are saying is you're not necessarily, and you're not, a negative person because you want to express yourself and hold your ground and your boundary. That's what it's all about for you. And so I'm not telling you to walk out on the street and tell everyone what you think, but it's certainly, the cards are certainly talking about a different way that you might approach a situation or express yourself, but it certainly isn't about you giving to get, so to speak. That's not where the cards are leading us. They're talking about really just a different perspective, but still holding your ground. Do you follow?
Yes, I follow.
Yeah.
I really want to let everybody just know exactly what I think, and
right.
It would be very brutal, but it would be the honest truth.
Right. Okay, and I get where you're going with that question, so let me see what they want to say. And I hear what you're saying, and I hear, okay. Let me see what they're saying. They're talking about you being your authentic self and saying what you want to say, and I hear what you're saying as in, you know, you can almost see the outcome, what's going to happen, because you're going to lay it out the way it is and the way you see it. They keep going back to the same thing, which is about you and your boundaries and what you're creating. And so on the one hand, part of me, and this is a great question, part of me goes into the ethics of it, and the other part, when we're listening to the cards, are talking about this is your space to express yourself and to empty, so to speak, your cup and then come back again. And so your relationships are your relationships. So to answer your question, the cards are talking about your evolution of self, your evolution of your spirituality, and staying connected to that. And if what you're sharing with whoever it is in their greatest good, and you believe it's in their greatest good, and this is where you've evolved, then that's just where you are, and that's what the cards are talking about. They're seeing and they're getting that there's this back and forth, give and take, and struggle with, is this right, is this wrong, etc., and they're talking about, this comes back to one thing, if what you're communicating is in the highest and greatest good, of the conversation or of the person, that's where you get to come from. And that's the evolution of where you are right now, too. You're coming from a different angle. Do you follow?
Yes, I do. I do. I follow you with that. My thing is, I have a meeting tomorrow with an administrator, a supervisor, and to be honest with you, I think he was very rude, and I think he was being very biased, and I really just want to tell him the truth, you know, and be very diplomatic of it, you know, with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is the truth. You can't hide it. And,
right.
You know, at the same time, I also don't want to be insubordinate, but at the same time, I don't want to walk away feeling like I'm in any wrong when I'm not.
Right.
Because enough of that. I see too much of that going on, and I mean, I see people playing people against each other like we're children, and enough of it. And I've seen it even personally where, you know, when you sit back and you try to compromise. Sometimes compromise is not good because it just makes it get worse.
I absolutely follow what you're saying and why you're asking this question now. We're just out of time for our question, so I do have to move on to the next caller, Jackie. But
okay.
And I know you have this meeting tomorrow, but reach out to me. Send me an email. Maybe we can schedule something before your meeting and just have a quick grounding, or you can take advantage of your 3-card spread, and we can look at the meeting and what you want to share and what the outcome may be.
Okay, what were those 3 cards again?
It's a complimentary 3-card spread I'm offering. It's our Halloween special. So call me at 234-97-TAROT or message me at ihearTarot.com.
Okay.
And let's plan a time that we can you can take advantage of that 3-card spread and also ground before your meeting tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, Jackie, thank you for a wonderful, wonderful call and having to do not just with situation and with boundary, but with energy and with working with other people. There's a lot of components to that question, and it's a great one, and unfortunately we didn't have time to go in depth. Speaking of which, do we have another caller who may be available for a reading? Hi, you're on the air. All right, my dear, we're catching a little bit of static and background noise, but I can't hear you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Who is this?
Oh, I thought you were calling me right now. I was like, hello.
Oh.
It was the other caller. Oh my God. Thank you for taking my call. I know it's kind of late. I just want to see if you, what do you see for me in the next month or two? Any change, either meeting somebody or not, or somebody coming into my life?
So let's start with your name.
Tony.
Okay, Tony. And so you are asking about romantic relationship in the next month or two?
Yes.
Okay. And we are currently not in a romantic relationship. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so let's take a look at this. So someone coming into your life in the next month or two. Okay, so what was just coming through for me, Tony, was, not necessarily someone new coming into your life, but a relationship beginning to evolve or beginning to turn into a romantic relationship. So that's interesting. It's not just a matter of is significant other going to pop into your life, but almost the cards were saying, or even the messages that were coming through, or just like, hey, maybe there's potential with whoever's around you right now, and that evolves and blooms into something. So let's see if we can get some more insights. Okay, so one of the other questions that's coming up for us right now, Tony, is previous romantic relationship. We are clear and complete, right? We're not in the midst of completing a relationship, and we're not considering a relationship with someone that we know right now. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And so let's see what else there is, because we are seeing a lot of movement and activity around you. Are we stable in career and living situation?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so we're feeling good about that. All right, so let's see here. Okay, so let me see what they want to say. And we're not looking for another job, and we're not looking to move, and we're not making a shift internally at the office. Is that right?
Possible promotion.
Okay, great. Great, okay, great. The reason I'm asking these questions is because, A, I do see some movement around you, and part of it does have to do with career. We're seeing a Knight of Pentacles, mm-hmm. which is really positive. It has to do with the efforts that you put into career and what you're creating. So that's very positive. We're also seeing a Page of Swords. So we're waiting for news. We're ready to take action. We're almost like on standby. So that's really positive, right? And then we're seeing our Queen of Wands, and we're also seeing our Eight of Wands. And so these two cards are talking about you and your personal development, reigniting that fire, that passion, that energy, right? And so what's coming up in the cards is, now this is interesting, what they're saying is you've got a lot of development, and it's almost like you're moving up to a new plateau, like a new phase in your life, right? And right now the cards are talking about you really celebrating your intuitive, energetic, accomplishing, direct self, right? And so that's what they're saying right now that we're looking at focusing on. And I'm saying this because there's a lot of movement around you and around, even a little around your career and settling in. And so, yes, we're seeing romantic relationship on the peripheral, but I'm still getting, we're looking at a Five of Cups. And this card is still indicating for us, there's some uncertainty around romantic relationships. Do you feel like you have anything on that right now, or are you just open to romantic relationship?
I'm open.
We don't have any concerns or reservations about that relationship. Is that right?
I'm open for relationship.
Okay, so let me see if there's any more insight we can... Okay, so the cards are saying yes, that we can anticipate some movement with romantic relationship. However, what I'm getting is it might not be in the next month or two, Tony. It might be a little bit further out. And that's because the cards are saying they want you to settle into what you've got coming on, what you've got coming up in front of you. And then we get to focus. It's almost like you're energetically clearing house. And once we have career in our everyday life settled, so to speak, then we can focus on romantic relationship, which we're seeing that happening. And you get to be comfortable in it. So yes to romantic relationship, but I'm not seeing that within the next month or two. And what you can count on, and an indicator that you can look forward to, is once you're settled in with work, and once you're settled in with your schedule, because what I'm getting is that might shift too. And so once that's kind of been laid out and that storm has calmed, then our romantic relationship gets to surface. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I definitely don't want you to lose heart, because it is on the perimeter, but the cards are really talking about you getting settled into some of the new changes that are coming up in your life.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
It's very positive and very positive. So what I'm getting is you'll be happy with the developments.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good. It's good. Hopefully somebody.
Definitely.
Hopefully somebody hopefully something comes in my life.
Yeah, it's definitely very positive and encouraging, and yes. So don't lose faith, don't lose heart. It looks really good. It looks really exciting.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, it is 35 minutes after the hour, you all, and I do want to move on so we can maintain a little bit of our schedule, but I cannot resist talking to you all. It is why we're here. It is why we're on the phone and connected for this hour. Don't forget to give us a call so we can talk about whatever questions you may have. Doesn't matter. It's not too private, not too personal, not too taboo. 323-642-1207. If you can't connect during this hour, during the last half of this hour, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. You all do not forget to take advantage of our Halloween special, which is a 3-card spread based on whatever question or situation you may have in front of you. So if you cannot reach me by phone, then look me up on Facebook. You can message me. I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. Or you can find me online, IHEARTAROT.com, IHEARTAROT.com. Shoot me an email and say, hey, I want to take advantage of the Halloween special. Just put Halloween special in the subject line. And let's look at what you've got going on and address it. This is a one-on-one. Phone call is usually best because we can get in depth and stay there quickly. But whatever works best for you, I'm here to support. So moving ahead, if we have another caller on the line, I am happy to see how I can support. All right. Well, this gives us a little bit of opportunity to move ahead and look at what we've got going on in front of us. You all, we have posted at New Age Guild our monthly reading. And this is a reading that gives you insight to what we can expect for the month. Now, we're just wrapping up our month, of course, but we're going to look and see where we've been trending. We began the month with our Two of Pentacles, went into the Nine of Rods, and then the Knight of Wands. And now we're closing our last week of October with the Hanged Man. So we started out with the Two of Pentacles, which is all about option, two sides of the coin. Where are we going with this? What are we doing? Choosing to choose. Nine of Rods, Knight of Rods. Same suit, fire, passion, energy, making our stand, but also staying so committed to our stand that we're starting to see an outcome and results. So where are we going with that? What were we doing with that? And now we're falling into our Hanged Man, which is the last card of our month of October. Our Hanged Man is the Major Arcana. And this card is talking about how we get to sit back and examine our own beliefs, our own belief system, looking at what our belief system is founded on, what the perspective and points of our belief system is. And are we choosing to surrender to those, or are we going to create new perspective? And that's the beauty of this card, especially Hanged Man is known for indecision, indecisive, not sure where to go. It's also known for, in your heart of hearts and your intuition, knowing which way to go and what direction to take. This card could also indicate passivity. We're not sure what to do, therefore we don't make a decision, therefore we sit there in limbo, not knowing what to do, or knowing what to do and choosing not to do it. This card can warn us against a possible dead end because we're losing traction. We're not deciding. We're not moving. And so that card could very well lead us into indecision. And then it's really interesting because, again, this card is indicating to us our own, we'll say, intuition, our own introspection, our own belief system. So there's so many variables that are going on with this hanged man, but it's also indicating to us that we have a heavenly, in quote, aspect and an earthly, in quote, aspect. The hanged man, if you're familiar with the card, is upside down. And again, this is using our universal weight deck. So where are we with our hanged man? And this is all about you. We started out the month with making a decision, two sides of the coin, two sides of the situation. Two, are we sitting and are we landing in that same place? Are we ending our month where we began our month? Or are we actually going to make a decision and take advantage or move one way or the other? So, very insightful. And we're going to move into our card of the day using our Wild Unknown deck. And this is really interesting that we're moving into it because it's still tapping into our month. So it's not removed, you all. It's not like we're looking at our month and it's completely separate from our day or completely separate from our week, which is really interesting and why I want to move into it so you can see the connection between the two. Card of the day using our Wild Unknown deck. And this is a beautiful deck. If you haven't seen it, take a look online. You can go right on to our Facebook page at New Age Guild. We've got a photo of the card posted. And just to give you a little bit of insight from the guidebook from the artist and author of this deck, I was introduced to the Tarot. Though completely intrigued by the concepts of the cards, I had trouble finding a deck I could relate to. I wanted the imagery to speak to a world of wild nature and mystery, and a place where the darks are truly dark and the lights are bright and expansive. I knew my friends and their friends would want to do this too. A tarot deck to call our own. And so this is just a little excerpt, like I said, from the artist, author, illustrator of the Wild Unknown Tarot Guidebook. And I share this with you because I have a few decks in my collection. And these can be expensive. And you don't always get the impression, understanding, feel of what a deck may share with you if it was your own. And so I like to give you insight to what you might expect if you purchase a deck yourself. So that being said, moving ahead, we are looking at our Devil card, which is our card of the day using our Wild Unknown. And this card is indicating, can indicate, negativity, materialism, and addiction, which is really interesting right now because that is what is in the media, right? We're talking about materialism, addictions, negativity, deceit. These are factors that are happening every single day. You can't turn on your internet. You can't turn on your TV without hearing some type of aspect. This Devil card is also known to indicate restraint, fear of the unknown, uncertainty. And so I'm connecting this card of the day with our monthly greeting because, again, this may be the cause of why we're not moving. What's going on that's preventing us from making that decision? And there's nothing wrong with that. That fear of the unknown could be extremely paralyzing. And so, again, just providing insight and awareness for you all, which is what I strive to do. Keeping in mind, when we're looking at the Devil card, this is also a major arcana. So universe is sharing with us, hey, there's some stuff going on. You're not wrong. You are stepping in it. You are stepping around it. And so, again, trust your intuition. Trust what you're getting from your cards. If you're doing your own card of the day, if you're doing your own card of the month, your own card of the week, trust yourself because these cards are getting a little sticky, but there's nothing wrong with knowing what's going on so you can address it and so you can be prepared. All right, my dears, it is 44 minutes after the hour. Don't forget to call when we've got some time to address your questions. 323-642-1207. And then we're also going to look at our card of the week. And we're using our Angel Tarot deck, which is one of my favorite decks to be using. Doesn't matter if you've been reading cards for a while or if you haven't read cards ever or if you're deciding you're looking for a new deck. This Angel Tarot is very expressive, insightful, descriptive. The card itself is beautifully illustrated, but also gives you more than one description of what you can expect from that card. And then the guidebook itself has a lot more insight and explanation to that card. So it's one of my favorite decks to use regardless, because there's always something that captures my attention during a reading. It may be a little overwhelming, you all, to be honest with you, to do a full 10-card Celtic spread, for example. But if we're pulling one card, in this case we are, our card of the week, it's a great tool to use to see what we can expect. So we'll go ahead and pull our card now. If you look on our Facebook page, you can get an idea of the image as well as the brief description. But let's go ahead and pull our Four of Cups. And this card, I say Four of Cups. In the angel deck, it's known as the Four of Water. And the card reads, missing an opportunity, discontentment, or boredom. Open your eyes to the possibilities. And so the further description reads, it's time to reevaluate your situation because you're currently missing an opportunity. The solution you're seeking is right in front of your face. Fortunately, positive forces are working to assist you now. Open your eyes to the possibilities and accept the help that's being offered to you. However, you may be distracted or feel emotionally trapped. It's possible that by focusing on what you don't have, you're taking for granted the good things that you do have. Additional meanings of this card: discontentment, apathy, daydreaming, getting lost in your own little world, something missing, boredom. So this is really an insightful card and a moving card, because we all get to step back and take a moment to look at, is this true? And honestly, I will share with you, these are feelings I've been experiencing. And so we get to take a look at that. I get to take a look at it. And again, I'm encouraging you guys to call in or schedule a complimentary 3-card spread with me. So if you are feeling like you're missing an opportunity, if you are feeling bored or discontent or wondering or have your hands out like, what's next, let's talk about it. Let's get insight. Let's get understanding to what's going on. All right. And so what I also committed to you all to discuss is very, I'm not going to use the word exciting, but it's definitely something that I have felt helps me in my readings. And this is what to expect, A, when I'm having my own cards read, and B, when I'm reading someone's cards. And this is and has to do with the openness that I can come to the table with, how I can share what I'm getting or receiving from spirit as I'm reading the cards, my interpretation, my translation, and also the querent, the person sitting across the table from me, what they may be experiencing or what they may be anticipating. And so we have to be open to that, you all. Sitting down at the table, we have an expectation, and we know in our heart of hearts that expectation isn't the best way to go, but it's just a natural inclination. So I want to share with you, if someone comes to the table, A, we might even sense that, we might even sense that expectation on their end, and we're already starting to prepare how to handle it, or we're starting to prepare how to address it or to transmute it, if that's the case. And so, for example, I had a reading today, a face-to-face reading, and she was asking wonderful, brilliant questions about, should I stay or should I go? And there was an investment in her future, and her significant other and she were pretty close and are pretty close to signing a contract on a house. And that requires a move. It requires a shift in her personal life. And so I began to feel the anxiousness, anxiety, uncertainty, and maybe even a little bit of fear that came from her end. And that started to creep into my reading, you all. And that's where I was mentioning earlier, my ego jumping in to the reading. And when I say ego, it's ego / consciousness, / awareness, / not staying connected to source, and not being that open without filter being that I get to be when I'm reading cards. And that's the beauty of reading cards. I always say it's yours to know, because the messages that come through are exclusive to your situation, right? And as she sat there, I began to feel the sense of responsibility. Not that she was putting it on me, but I began to feel the sense of responsibility of, oh my gosh, I have to give her the right answer. If she's going to take this and make a whole life decision based on what I'm sharing with her right now, what is the outcome going to be? And that's where my ego kept crowding my space. It kept crowding and clouding my reading. And so what I did, and this may work for you, or you may find something else that works for you, and I encourage you, if you have found something else that works for you, to post it either on my I Hear Tarot page or on our New Age Guild page. Share with us what you have done to work through your ego creeping in. But what I did, as I was just open and honest with her, and I told her I felt like my ego was creeping in, my consciousness, my analytical side was starting to poke through my connection with Source and Spirit. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to share with you what comes through. And I'm not going to discern it. I'm not going to decipher it. I'm not going to filter it. I'm just going to share with you what comes through. And I did. And again, I left it to her to take from that what she felt she wanted to, or what she could connect with at the time. And you all, maybe tonight when she's mulling it over, or even when she's having a conversation with her significant other, something is going to come back up and it's going to stick. And this is when Source Spirit wants to share with her and wants to make known another message or another aspect of that message. But I want to encourage you all to just take that breath and be open and honest, because most likely they can already see that we're struggling. And we know that on the opposite end, we can see someone struggling with an answer. And our intuition starts to kick in, and our resistance starts to kick in, and then our walls click in. And so I just want to encourage you all to just take that moment. And I say ego, but like I said, it could be your consciousness. It could just be your awareness, your analytical side. And I shared all that because that was a very big, overwhelming question that she was putting on the table. And I wanted to be there in my most authentic way without clouding her space and her own judgment. It's not me to choose for her. It's her to take the messages from me and decide after that what she wants to do and how she wants to move ahead. So that was kind of weighing on my mind after the reading. And I had happened to have a reading with her about the same topic probably a couple of months ago. And I asked her how that reading went. And she said, well, it did seem like it was more of a positive aspect for me to move, find on the house and move. And so I took that to mean for me that I was still letting and still had let my ego and my opinion in quotes creep into the conversation. And so good lesson, good point of awareness, and good feedback. So I'm encouraging you all to keep that in mind. We always want to stay objective. We don't want to be bias in any one way or the other, and sometimes it can be tough when we're looking at a life-altering decision. But again, we get to have faith in the cards, we get to have faith in Spirit and Source, and we get to have faith that they will take from what we are saying and communicating to them, and it will be in their best and highest good. It's not ours to choose. It's always theirs to know. And again, I just want to keep you aware and grounded in that, because it can be really tough sometimes when we're looking at hard decisions. It can be tough to stay unbiased. So, and that being said, we want to make sure that people can come to the table and we can be people that come to the table and not have the fear of judgment. And we get to come to the table with any topic at all. Again, no matter how taboo, it can be about sexuality, it can be about relationship, if you're in more than one relationship, it can be about some of the negative sides of human nature that we don't like to talk about, that we don't like to admit. We get to be that space where one can come to the table and share, because if they're not 100% open, then what we're going to share with them isn't going to be 100% open. It's like we only can be as much as what they are and what they bring to the table, which is why it's always we're both coming to the table with this commitment of you be you, I be, you know, I be who I am, I be me, so to speak, and let's talk. Let's take down the walls. Let's take down the filters. We have a few moments to connect with Source and Spirit based on their question. It's not our place to judge. And so I want to remind you guys that sometimes it can be extremely difficult to have a question put on the table that has to do with ethics or that has to do with something that is not our lifestyle or that has to do with something that we've never heard of. Or maybe it's not even on our radar and it's not important in quotes to us. But, you know, if it's important to them, then it's important to us. And so I want to encourage you all to remember that. We hold that space for someone to come to the table and ask. We are that connection. We are that connection to Source, to God, to Spirit. And we want to come through with that openness so they can ask their questions and what we receive and communicate to them is not filtered with our own opinion, perspective, lifestyle, experiences. And so, again, just a good reminder to put on that face. Everything they say is confidential, and we're coming back with a response of love and highest and greatest good. So, again, I know sometimes it can be touchy because ethics start to come in, and I'm not speaking or referring to the extreme ethics of, you know, death or murder or abuse or anything of the sort. What I am talking about are very sensitive topics for someone. And so if they come to the table, we hold that space and trust that what comes through is in their highest and greatest good. Therefore, we can trust it. My dears, we have 4 minutes till the hour. I appreciate you being here to support the eighth show, the show before our Halloween of 2017 comes up. I can assure you that when we talk next week, I will want to hear if you are dressed up in costume, how you are dressed, because I love the idea of celebration, getting involved. Why not? Let's make celebration and really enjoy it this year, right? We've got a lot going on in this world, so there's nothing wrong with adding a little bit of joy and humor, right? We're going to move ahead with our postcard from Spirit with just 3 minutes left in the hour. This card reads, "Dearest you, over here there is no mystery for us to unravel as we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how spirit is in every aspect of life, from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work, because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimension you live in. That said, can you feel the importance of these currents of energy that bring events together in miraculous ways? You can't understand with your mind, but you know with your heart and soul. Trust that even though you don't know the how, the what, or the why, we do. Surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching you with loving eyes as Spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor. Loving you so much, as always." All right, my dears. So again, even our postcard from Spirit is talking about how we're all connected, but we don't see and how, we don't even know how. Or maybe we think we know, but it's just an inkling of it. And so this card is a beautiful way to end our conversation. You know, and Jackie came up with a great question where she's struggling with the reciprocation of understanding why she's not receiving what she's putting out. And that's such a good question. Maybe there's more to it. And again, we couldn't go in depth, but these are the types of questions that get to come up that you get to ask. This is one of my favorite aspects of Tarot, is we get to see the insight to what's around a situation. Again, maybe it's not that she's not smiling enough or being kind enough. Maybe there's more to it, and we get to look at that. And so our postcard from Spirit is sharing that. Like, we don't know. We don't understand necessarily, but we get to have faith. We get to surrender. That is not the most fun word to say, but, and it's not necessarily the most fun thing to do, but keep it in mind. You all, we have 1 minute left. I want to share with you what we can expect for next week. Our Halloween special ends. Reach out to me between now and the 31st, whether it's phone, email, it doesn't matter. Let's reach out, schedule time, take advantage of your free three-card spread. That's like a probably got a $30 value, you all, and I'm offering it to you at no charge. We're going to talk about our month end, how we're ending October, how we're going to start moving ahead with our November, our holiday season. We're going to talk about our card of the day. Let's see if it's jiving with your life, with what you've got going on. We're going to look at our card of the week. What can we expect? It's all about knowing and being prepared, right? I want to remind you all that my mission is to empower you with insight and understanding to what's around you. It's yours to know. It's yours to know. It's yours to choose. It's yours to act upon. Don't forget to call me for our three-card spread, 234-97-TAROT, or you can find me at ihearTarot.com. Thank you for joining me on our eighth show. I send my love and light and energy to you. Take care.